what happens, what would be your recommendation for when we do make a determination and like either we figure it's not working out or we actually we transgress it, we break it. How do we continue from there?
Well, sometimes it's just sort of realizing that this just isn't working. This isn't helpful. Like I remember one time making a determination to can't remember whether it was for 2 weeks or for a month or something. I made this determination. I'm going to eat one day fast a day. And you know, in a week, I was a wreck. Just my whole digestive system was just a wreck, and I just said, "Okay, I can't. This isn't good for me." Similar, I remember fasting. The first few times I tried fasting, I just spent my time. After 2 days, I spent my time puking. It's really, really not helpful. So that we just have to recognize what our limitations are, and say, okay, well, that's a limitation. It's not useful, and you know, and it's not through, and it's not as if it's again, it's not as if it's immoral. If it was you know, it's just is okay. It's not working. It's a different kind of thing than making a determination to not steal or not, you know, to keep the precepts on celibacy. That's a whole different, it's a whole different category. You know, making a determination to not take the life of any living creature. Oh, it's not working for me. No, that's not negotiable. So, yeah, those are because there's moral precepts and there's renunciant precepts, and also so, you know, they're the renunciant precepts are how do we work with those. How do we, you know, and sometimes we'll slip up on them or just through either laziness or distraction. And then, that's one of the benefits of confession. You can confess it. Okay. New restart, kind of restart the system.